The Color Purple by Alice Walker. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Color Purple is a 1982 epistolary novel by Alice Walker. It follows the life of Celie, an African-American woman living in rural Georgia during the early 20th century. The novel focuses on her struggles with sexism, racism, and poverty as she attempts to find her own voice in the world. Celie is a poor black girl growing up in rural Georgia. She has been abused by her father since childhood and was forced into marriage at age 14 to an older man named Albert Johnson. Celie writes letters to God throughout the book expressing her thoughts and feelings about what she experiences. In these letters, she tells of how Albert mistreats her physically and emotionally while also having affairs with other women. Celie's life changes when Shug Avery, one of Albert's lovers, comes to stay with them for a while. Shug helps Celie realize that she deserves better than what she has been getting from Albert and encourages her to stand up for herself against him. With Shug's help, Celie begins to gain confidence in herself and find strength within herself that had previously been suppressed due to years of abuse. As time passes, Celie discovers more about who she really is through friendships with other strong women such as Sophia and Nettie, her sister. Through their support system, they are able to overcome many obstacles together, including racism and sexism, which were prevalent during this time period. In the end, after much struggle both internally and externally, Celie finally finds peace within herself as well as love from those around her, including Mr., whom she eventually marries after divorcing Albert. The Color Purple serves not only as an inspiring story but also provides insight into some of the issues faced by African-American women during this era. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Color Purple is a story of Celie, a young African-American woman living in the early 1900s. Idea summary: The Color Purple is a novel by Alice Walker that follows the story of Celie, a young African-American woman living in the early 1900s. She faces many struggles and hardships throughout her life, but ultimately finds strength and resilience in her relationships with other women. Main idea number 2. Celie is abused by her stepfather and later her husband. Idea summary: Celie is abused by her stepfather and later her husband, which leads to her feeling powerless and voiceless. She is able to find strength and courage to stand up for herself and her rights through her relationships with other women. Main idea number 3. Celie's sister Nettie is taken away from her. Idea summary: Celie's sister Nettie is taken away from her, leaving her feeling isolated and alone. She is able to find solace in her relationships with other women, which helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Main idea number 4. Celie finds a friend in Shug Avery. Idea summary: Celie finds a friend in Shug Avery, a blues singer who helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through their friendship, Celie is able to find strength and courage to fight for her rights and find her place in the world. Main idea number 5. Celie learns to read and write. Idea summary: Celie learns to read and write, which helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through her newfound literacy, she is able to express her thoughts and feelings, and find strength and courage to fight for her rights. Main idea number 6. Celie finds a sense of community with other women. Idea summary: Celie finds a sense of community with other women, which helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through her relationships with other women, she is able to find strength and courage to fight for her rights and find her place in the world. Main idea number 7. Celie finds her own identity. Idea summary: Celie finds her own identity, which helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through her newfound sense of self, she is able to find strength and courage to fight for her rights and find her place in the world. Main idea number 8. Celie finds a sense of freedom. Idea summary: Celie finds a sense of freedom, which helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through her newfound sense of freedom, she is able to find strength and courage to fight for her rights and find her place in the world. Main idea number 9. Celie learns to forgive. Idea summary: Celie learns to forgive, which helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through her newfound ability to forgive, she is able to find strength and courage to fight for her rights and find her place in the world. Main idea number 10. Celie finds a sense of purpose. Idea summary: Celie finds a sense of purpose, which helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through her newfound sense of purpose, she is able to find strength and courage to fight for her rights and find her place in the world. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Color Purple is a novel by Alice Walker that follows the story of Celie, a young African-American woman living in the early 1900s. She faces many struggles and hardships throughout her life, from poverty to abuse at the hands of those closest to her. Despite these obstacles, she finds strength and resilience in her relationships with other women who help her find self-worth and independence. Through their support, Celie learns to stand up for herself and take control of her own destiny. Celie's journey is one of growth and transformation as she discovers what it means to be an empowered woman despite all odds. Along the way, she also learns about love, both romantic love between two people but also unconditional love between friends, and how it can bring healing even in times of great difficulty. The Color Purple ultimately celebrates female friendship as well as individual courage in overcoming adversity. Main idea number 2. Celie is a young African-American woman living in the early 1900s. She is abused by her stepfather and later her husband, which leads to her feeling powerless and voiceless. Despite this, Celie finds strength and courage through her relationships with other women. Through these friendships, she learns to stand up for herself and fight for what she believes in. The most important relationship that helps Celie find her voice is with Shug Avery, an independent blues singer who shows Celie how to be strong despite all of the abuse she has endured. With Shug's help, Celie begins to understand that she deserves respect and should not accept mistreatment from anyone. This newfound confidence allows Celie to confront both her stepfather and husband about their abusive behavior. Through these experiences, Celie discovers that it is possible for a woman like herself, who has been oppressed by men, to have power over them as well. By standing up for herself against those who have wronged her, she proves that no matter how much someone may try to silence you or take away your rights, you can still find ways of reclaiming your own power. Main idea number 3. Celie's sister Nettie is taken away from her, leaving Celie feeling isolated and alone. She has no one to turn to for comfort or support, and she feels helpless in the face of her oppressive circumstances. Despite this, Celie finds solace in her relationships with other women. Through these friendships, she begins to find her voice and stand up for herself against those who have wronged her. The loss of Nettie serves as a catalyst for Celie's transformation into an independent woman who is able to fight back against the injustices that have been inflicted upon her. Her newfound strength allows her to confront those around her and demand respect. In doing so, she reclaims control over both herself and the narrative of her life. Main idea number 4. Celie finds a friend in Shug Avery, a blues singer who helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Celie is initially intimidated by Shug's confidence and strength, but eventually comes to admire it. Through their friendship, Celie learns how to express herself and take control of her life. She begins to challenge the oppressive forces around her that have kept her silent for so long. Shug encourages Celie to be independent and assertive, teaching her how to make decisions on her own terms. She also shows Celie that she can love without fear or shame, something which had been denied from Celie since childhood due to the abuse she suffered at the hands of men in power. With Shug's help, Celie slowly starts reclaiming parts of herself that were taken away from her. The friendship between these two women is an important part of The Color Purple as it serves as a source of hope and empowerment for both characters. It allows them both to grow into strong individuals who are capable of standing up against injustice and oppression. Main idea number 5. Celie's journey of learning to read and write is a powerful one. She begins by teaching herself how to read, using the Bible as her guide. As she learns more words, she starts writing letters to God in which she expresses her deepest thoughts and feelings. Through this process, Celie discovers that she has an inner strength and courage that had been hidden away for so long. As Celie continues to learn how to read and write, it helps her gain confidence in herself. She finds the courage to stand up for what is right and fight against injustice. Her newfound literacy also allows her to communicate with others on a deeper level than before, something that was not possible when she was illiterate. In the end, Celie's ability to read and write gives her a voice of her own, one that can be heard loud and clear throughout The Color Purple. It is through this newfound literacy that Celie finds freedom from oppression, self-empowerment, and ultimately happiness. Main idea number 6. Celie finds a sense of community with other women that helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through her relationships with Shug Avery, Sophia, Nettie, and Squeak, Celie is able to gain strength and courage to fight for what she believes in. She learns how to be independent from these strong female figures who have been through similar struggles as hers. Shug Avery teaches Celie about self-love and acceptance while Sophia shows her the power of standing up for yourself no matter the cost. Nettie provides guidance on how to stay true to your beliefs even when faced with adversity while Squeak gives Celie an example of resilience in the face of oppression. Together they form a powerful bond that allows them all to grow together. Through this newfound sense of community, Celie is able to find hope in difficult times and discover who she truly is without fear or judgment from others. This connection between women serves as a reminder that we are stronger together than apart. Main idea number 7. Celie's journey to finding her own identity is a long and difficult one. She has been oppressed by the men in her life for most of her life, and she has had no sense of self-worth or purpose. But as Celie begins to stand up for herself, she discovers that she can be strong and independent. Through this newfound strength, Celie finds the courage to fight for what is right and find her place in the world. As Celie grows more confident in herself, she starts to express her opinions more freely. She speaks out against injustice and stands up for those who are being treated unfairly. This newfound voice gives Celie a sense of power that helps her gain control over her own destiny. Through this process of self-discovery, Celie learns how to love herself and accept who she is without feeling ashamed or embarrassed about it. By embracing all aspects of herself, her strengths as well as weaknesses, she finally finds true freedom from oppression. Main idea number 8. Celie finds a sense of freedom that she never knew before. She begins to stand up for herself and fight for her rights, no longer allowing anyone to take advantage of her or treat her unfairly. With this newfound strength, Celie is able to find the courage to speak out against injustice and oppression. She discovers that she has a voice and can use it to make a difference in the world. This newfound sense of freedom helps Celie gain confidence in herself and realize that she is capable of achieving anything if she puts her mind to it. Through this realization, Celie learns how powerful she truly is and starts taking control over her own life. No longer does someone else have power over what happens in her life, instead, Celie takes charge. The Color Purple by Alice Walker shows us how important it is for everyone to find their own sense of freedom so they can be empowered enough to stand up for themselves and fight against any form of injustice or oppression they may face. By finding their own inner strength, individuals are able to create positive change in the world around them. Main idea number 9. In Alice Walker's novel The Color Purple, Celie learns to forgive. This newfound ability helps her to find her voice and stand up for herself. Through forgiveness, she is able to move past the pain of her past and find strength and courage within herself. Celie begins by forgiving those who have wronged her in the past, such as her abusive father and husband. By doing so, she is able to let go of the anger that has been holding her back from finding true happiness. She also learns how to forgive herself for all of the mistakes she has made throughout life. By learning how to forgive others and herself, Seelie finds a new sense of freedom that allows her to fight for what she believes in. She stands up against injustice with confidence, knowing that no matter what happens, she will be okay because she can always rely on forgiveness as a source of strength. Through this journey of self-discovery, Seelie discovers an inner power that gives her hope for a better future. Her newfound ability to forgive not only helps heal old wounds but also empowers Seelie with the courage needed to take control over her own life. Main idea number 10. Seelie had been living a life of oppression and abuse for many years, feeling powerless to stand up for herself. But when she finds a sense of purpose in her life, it gives her the strength and courage to fight back against those who have wronged her. She begins to find her voice and speak out against injustice, no longer allowing others to control or manipulate her. This newfound sense of purpose helps Seelie gain confidence in herself and realize that she is capable of achieving great things. She starts taking charge of her own destiny by making decisions that are best for herself instead of following orders from others. Through this journey, Seelie discovers an inner strength within herself that allows her to take on any challenge with determination. Finding a sense of purpose also helps Seelie build meaningful relationships with other people around her. By standing up for what she believes in, she inspires those around her to do the same and creates an environment where everyone can be respected equally regardless of their gender or race. Ultimately, finding a sense of purpose gives Seelie the power to create positive change in both herself and the world around her. It enables Seelie not only survive but thrive despite all odds stacked against her. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.